From Lambeau Field.
Hold on a sec. You gonna fix your tie?
What's wrong with my tie?
What, is that a new look for you?
Yeah, it's a new look.
What, tough guy look?
Yeah, it's a tough guy look. These are our final thoughts. All right, tough guy. What's at stake?
Well, I say what's at stake is a possible instant classic here at Lambeau Field. This is Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady for the first time. This is two teams that are a combined 14-1 over the last 2 months. This is a potentially memorable one here, and I think we're all looking forward to it.
Sole possession of first place in the NFC North is at stake, right?
Yeah, you bet.
That's a big thing. But there aren't multiples. You know, it's the tiebreakers really aren't involved in this. I still think the game last Sunday in Minnesota had more consequences, bigger consequences to it than this one. But sole possession of first place is at stake. And something else, one other thing, the perception of football fans across America. Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going to go with wide receiver Jordy Nelson. He's having the best season of his career, potentially, you know, record-breaking season in some ways for a Packers wide receiver. We don't know if he's going to have Darrell Revis on him or if he's going to have Brandon Browner with a safety help over the top, but this is the kind of game that Packers are going to lean on Jordy Nelson. He's got to make some plays. He's got a tough secondary to do it against. He's my guy to watch.
Okay, and my guy to watch is Darrell Revis, and here's why. I could not endure one more Richard Sherman moments. Mike, the Packers win if, I'll make it real simple, Aaron Rodgers throws one more touchdown pass than Tom Brady.
Alrighty, and I would agree with that. I'll also say I think the Packers win if the defense gets a key stop in the fourth quarter. I think this Packers defense is going to need to stop the Patriots and Tom Brady in the fourth quarter with the game on the line to win. Last week in Minnesota, the Packers defense played really well for three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, they allowed that long touchdown drive, and that's not the way the defense wanted to end it. The offense had to end it by running out the clock. I think the defense needs to do something to win the game in the fourth quarter on Sunday. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now. And this tough guy will keep it up over here. Stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday's game for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions. Post-game live stream press conferences from head coach Mike McCarthy and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Ask Vic live post-game. Send in your questions then if you don't get them in the first half. And all your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.
You want to fix your tie here, right? Or is that a new look for you?
Is it? Tough guy look, I guess, yeah.